The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Okay, so it's the Monday Lunchtime Social debate. It's not the one that we wanted to do. We had a wonderful idea during the course of the news, and I think it'd be really, really good to do at some point, but
yeah,
not
but
today.
We'll have to do it seriously.
Yeah, we would.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I just think
you don't want to be here when we do. Let me just tell you, listener, this is what we're not going to do today. But I think because John Owen in sales has got the amp a bit, because he said on Wednesday there's a program about the Beatles, the best ever Beatles song. Now this has been done to death.
Yeah.
Along with the best ever Queen song and so on and so forth. So I said I've got a great idea for a program. Do people aged 70 still make love, have sex, and if so, what are the problems they encounter? Now, I think personally that is a great program.
Yeah, but I think you ought to do it with people under 70.
No, I think we should do it with people over 70 because it might give us some hope.
Hope.
Yeah. I don't know about you, Josh. I mean, I don't want to get to 70 and think, well, that's it. That's life's over now. You know, if you go on to your 80, you're going to miss out on what I think is the best thing ever.
Okay.
Anyway, that's not what we're talking about today.
I couldn't do it seriously, Ian.
Hang on, what we're talking about now... Stop it. Now, we're asking four questions today. How far is too far to commute to work? We were watching the news this morning, not Shirley and I, we were not in the same house. You were watching this, and you saw the same story came up, and they were talking about people that were commuting to work, and one poor so-and-so was 5 hours travelling.
Mm.
So you're travelling for 5 hours to and from,
yeah.
So that's 10 hours of travelling a day, just to get to work and back.
That's ridiculous.
I'm amazed that person doesn't sort of have a flat or something where they're working and stay there through the week and come home.
I am too. I'd also, just say for instance, if you were getting like a mega amount of money, then obviously it would be worth it.
It would be worth doing that, yeah.
But there's a number of people that I know that have to commute to the mainland.
Mm.
Okay, it's not such a big deal, just going over to Portsmouth or Southampton, every day. But if you then clock up the miles the other side as well, and the hours too, I don't know if make it a long day. So it begs the question, how far is too far to commute to work?
Mm.
How far would you say? How many hours travelling would you say is too much?
Well, it all depends, doesn't it, really? If it's sort of done by motorway, it's quick, isn't it? Train, it's quick.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's some people who live on the island, Ian, that say, oh, freshwater's too far, I can't go over there
to
work.
That's the island mentality, unfortunately.
That is, yeah.
But then we're all guilty of it, and even those people that move to the island... After a period of time, they get sucked into that mindset.
Mm.
You know, oh, I've got to go to Ventnor.
I know, it as well now. And I wouldn't have done when I first moved out here.
Which is kind of sad, isn't it?
Mm, it is.
Is that you making noises?
It's sniffing.
Sorry.
It's
stop
sniffing.
Making noises. All right, stop sniffing.
If you've got a car, blow your nose.
Go outside and do it.
So we just leave.
So how far is too far to commute to work? Now, you go to...
Southampton.
University.
Yeah.
So, but you go over there and you stay over.
Yeah, I've got accommodation over there. Yeah.
Would it be too? I mean, how far is it when you get to the other side?
It's not very far. It's like a 20-minute walk.
Right. So it's a 20-minute walk.
Yeah.
You walk, do you?
From where I stay, yeah.
All right.
So it's not too bad then.
No.
Yeah.
So you could commute. You could go come home.
I could. But it's too expensive.
Don't.
Yeah,
that's the other thing that comes into consideration as well. You just think, I feel really sorry for these people that have to, and I admire them as well. They have to get up 4:30 in the morning, ridiculous times, to get on a ferry so they can get to work at a decent time.
I suppose if it's a job, you know, you'd go anywhere to get a job.
But to say, how far is too far to commute to work? I mean, that would drive me nuts.
Mm.
I would, you know, rather than have a decent job on the mainland, I would rather have a job that didn't pay as much
and stay on the island. Yeah.
And have some kind of quality of life. You just imagine, if you're getting up at 4:30 every morning,
yeah.
That means you're having to go to bed early, so you wouldn't have seen Downton Shabby last night. Would you?
No.
You wouldn't have done anything last night. Do you know what I mean?
Don't bring Abby into it.
Well, those sorts of things have got to be, you know, they've got to be discussed, haven't they? Should we take a call? Hi, who's this?
Ian!
Who's that?
It's me, it's Keith.
Oh, hello, Keith.
All right?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Where are you?
Yeah, not so bad. Hello, Shirley.
Hello.
I am doing my bit for care in the community.
Well, I do my bit on a Monday.
Yeah. No, me and my mum just went down the ferry terminal and had a bacon roll and a coffee.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. Ian, commuting to work.
Yeah.
Trouble is, a lot of companies seem to up and move sticks. If you don't have a choice of another job, it's either move or commute.
Right.
Then you're going to have to commute, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But how far's too far?
Well, I know a guy that's doing about a 3-hour trip on a motorcycle each day.
No, really? Dear. What, they're at? 3 hours there, 3 hours back?
3 hours there, it's an hour and a half there and an hour and a half back.
That's not too bad.
Yes,
well, even now.
Well, it is if it's pouring rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm blowing a hoolie like
today. That's his choice to ride a bike then.
And who's that talking now? Who was that?
That's Josh.
Josh, you ought to learn how to cough off mic.
Oh, God, Jenny.
I was.
You were. Well, that's one hell of a bad cough you've got.
He's throwing his cough.
Yeah.
He nearly blew me speakers out.
can you hear him sniffing?
No, has he brought those germs in there, Ian?
Yeah. He better not.
He's taking a risk.
Because coughing
would
be...
Ian, sorry, mate, go on.
Go on, coughing. That'd be the worst thing you could do, is bring these germs in and I get them.
Oh, I know, mate.
Coughing would be the least of your troubles.
Yeah.
Also, you're on about alcohol being served in restaurants, etc.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, well, you know, you take the Harvester, for instance, or Toby Carver or anything like that, Wetherspoons. Kids go in there, you've often seen... parents in there with babies, etc., and yet it doesn't seem to worry them.
Yeah, but what about McDonald's?
When it's a takeaway, yeah.
Well, it's just, well, you've got an off licence.
But you just think that we were just saying before the break, you obviously heard it, that McDonald's conjures up this vision of, a family taking their young kids into the McDonald's, and all of a sudden they got all people that have been drinking alcohol around them. You know, and would they then be banned from going getting themselves an ice cream, 10 or 11 years old, going in to McDonald's without their parents? They wouldn't be able to go...
You're saying that, I always thought you couldn't approach a bar if you're under 16 years of age, unless you're with an adult. 14, isn't it? Unless you're with an adult.
There you go, you see. So that's... They won't do this. I'm sure they won't do this, because they'll be shooting themselves in the foot, surely.
No, what they'll do, all they'll do then is put the bar in a different position, like they do in the Harvester restaurant. All the soft drinks for kids and whatnot.
Yeah.
Access by a different machine completely.
But then again, the Harvester is not a fast food restaurant. It's not a takeaway one, is it?
They do takeaway.
Do they? I'm concerned.
Yeah, Harvester
like,
do, yeah.
I mean, McDonald's, you always see them in the street or in the park eating their McDonald's. So it's going to encourage them to be drinking at the same time, I think.
Well, not if they take alcohol away, because you go to some parks, there's a restriction like Salisbury, and there's no alcohol in town there, you see.
It's actually, they shouldn't be drinking in ours either, but they do.
Yeah, they shouldn't. And like you say, it's an alcohol-free free zone. They should be doing it. It's breaking the law.
I know, but they do it, Keith.
Oh, of course they do, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Of course they do. What's the other subject, Ian?
Oh, the other one is this one will get you cross. It will. I guarantee it got me cross. It's to do tired teenagers starting school at lunchtime as part of a trial. Students in sixth form at Hampton Court in Surrey begin lessons at 1:30 and finish at 1900 hours, 7 o'clock, as part of a trial to see if it will help them concentrate better. So basically, they're having a lay-in until whatever time, so they can be at school for 1:30.
Don't they do that at college now?
Oh, yeah, they probably do.
But what is that teaching our kids? What is that teaching our future?
Well, you know, it's quite a good idea, because, you know, most of the jobs now, Ian, they're tending to be flexi-time, aren't they?
They are, but then, you know, you've got to ask yourself, why do people... sleep at night and work during the day. I mean, there's common sense to this. You've got daylight hours, haven't you?
Ian, honestly, if people didn't work at night, the country would come to a standstill.
Yeah, but I take your point on that. There are certain people that do, but let's be honest, the majority of people will work a 9-to-5 or something similar.
There is hardly any 9-to-5s. There's 6-till-2, 2-till-10, eh?
Well, that wouldn't happen in down the high street, would it?
Yeah, in the shops it do, don't it? You get early morning.
They're open until 10 o'clock at night.
Well, some of the shops do, don't they?
Only the supermarkets, the large ones.
Yeah, then you got shelf fillers, etc., that work all through the night.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, majority of our workforce surely will do a 9-to-5 or something similar.
Hopefully, if you can find it, yeah. As if you can get a contract without 0 hours.
Yeah. But
this business about them not having to go to school till 1 o'clock, Keith, that's encouraging them to stay up all night and go drinking at night and doing this, that, and the other, so they can stay in bed.
Yeah, you're saying go to school, Cheryl, but if they're drinking, surely they shouldn't be drinking because they're underage.
Yeah, but they do, Keith, don't they?
People do a lot of things, but, you know, where do you draw the line?
Well, I think this is encouraging them to go out late and go to bed late. Because they think, I can stay in all morning.
But if they go to school in the afternoon, what time do they finish?
7 o'clock. And then that means they won't be able to do after-school sports, like the football and what they do now.
Exactly.
They won't have time to do that. The teenagers won't.
No, I know what you're saying. But then again, like I say, it's just the way that the country's going. You know, everybody, it's the way of the world, isn't it? You know, you know, you take it out in the hot countries, don't they have a siesta for 2 hours in the afternoon?
Yes, they do.
So, you know, obviously it's a break there for 2 or 3 hours and they come back again, don't they?
In the hot countries, they don't go to school in the height of the season.
Well,
at all.
I know, but that's due to the weather conditions. But,
You know, like
you say, you know, all these changes, what can you do to stop it?
But this headmaster reckons it's something to do with their brain. That when they're teenagers, a part of their brain cannot work it, so they get up early in the morning and everything. I think it's a load of tosh, to be quite honest.
I do. It's pandering.
I got my mother sat next to me here, and at 8 years old, she was out milking calves at 5 o'clock in the morning.
No problem with her brain whatsoever, is there?
No. Here she is now, 87, and she keeps correcting me on several things.
Oh, bless her. Oh.
Yeah. Say hello, Mum.
Hello,
Mum.
There you go. Anyway, Ian, I won't hog the lines any longer. I'll let you go, mate.
Thanks, you cool, Keith.
Bye-bye, Keith.
Bye, Keith's Mum.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Keith's Mum.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So, should we play the audio? And then, well, we play as much as we can because we don't. It annoys me.
Mm.
So, if we just play the audio that we heard from the BBC this morning, here we go. Hopefully, it'll play. That thing that's spinning around where it says it's buffering?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to play it, and now it's buffering.
It's buffering, yeah.
So that's good. I'm really pleased about that.
This was on BBC, wasn't it?
It was on the BBC.
Yeah.
Let's give it another go. Let's see if this will play now. Here we go.
And Cassie is still in bed. Most schools have already started for the day, but Cassie's school now starts later, much later. It runs from 1:30 in the afternoon till 7 in the evening.
Morning, Mum.
Waking up later and getting more sleep has had a dramatic impact on life at home.
I used to get really annoyed for my mum trying to wake me up. I'm sorry. But now she doesn't really have to. I can just do it on my own.
I don't see her, you know, looking tired. And, you know, even if you're adult, you feel tired and you're likely, you know, strop it to someone. But she's much better.
They've changed the start time at Cassie's school not because they think their sixth formers are lazy. The decision's based on more than 20 years of research into the teenage body clock.
The cards really are stacked against them because they are overriding nature by getting up, quote, early in the morning in order to be on time for school.
Overriding nature? What is the science here? We ask the students to explain it.
Our body clock is located in the brain, in the hypothalamus, and specifically in the suprachiasmatic nuclei. These cells are responsible for all our 24-hour timing systems in the human body.
In adolescence, as the brain continues to grow and develop, the body clock shifts to 2 to 3 hours later.
A 7 o'clock start time for a teenager is equivalent to a 4:30 wake-up time for an adult.
Nonsense.
I definitely think I'm less of a classic teenager. In the mornings, I've been a lot more cooperative and a lot nicer, and I'll often be helping out, and I'll actually be doing chores.
Should be doing it anyway.
A want.
Change your mindset. Lazy little git.
Requirement.
So, is this my
In
goal?
My old school timetable, I felt.
I can't stomach anymore, I'm sorry.
I just think it's dreadful. Josh, what do you think?
It's rubbish.
That
first girl's like, oh, well, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, I have to get my mum to wake me up. It's just like, really?
Take responsibility. That's all you've got to do, is just take responsibility.
It's making them lazy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's pandering.
Oh,
and anybody that thinks any different, you're just being pandered to.
But it'd be interesting to see. I think they're going to try it for a year, aren't they, at this school, and see if the results are any better.
Well, that will be interesting.
Sure, but yeah.
But then, you know, just say, for instance, it's only... If they do some kind of test and they say, oh, well, it works, because look at their results, brilliant. Yeah, but the thing is, there's probably only about a few of these kids that are doing this.
Yeah.
They've got more teacher attention span, haven't they?
Yeah.
So, you know...
And I'm sorry, that bit of film they showed you on the news this morning as well, the household that they went into, that girl, she had just got out of bed.
No.
And her breakfast, a bowl of fresh fruit and something, that's just not your normal.
And I wonder what time it was when she actually got out of bed to do that.
They probably went round there at like 10 o'clock in the morning, didn't they?
Yeah, very early in the morning to do it.
Yeah,
No, honestly, they're just pandering to these people. These people get a life, you know, don't be so blimmin' lazy. And you know, go to bed at a proper time, get up at a proper time, and go into work. Yeah.
Make them into good human beings, which adults, the idea of going to school is to become nice adults and confirm.
Absolutely.
Did
you have to get your boys up?
No.
You know, to go to work at 16?
No, they always got up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what is this nonsense, this complete tosh that
it
they're
is.
On about? It's just pandering.
In their brain.
Absolute
Where have they got that
pandering.
Rubbish from?
And that's been put in. Those words that came out of that floppy-haired bloke there that was talking, oh, our brains are wired up differently.
Oh,
what was it, a 7:30 start is like a half past four in the morning.
Rubbish. How rubbish.
Yeah, it would be if the time you're going to bed, you know? It's go to bed at a proper time, get up at a proper time, don't make excuses, because that's all it is.
It's encouraging the teenagers to stay up all night watching telly or playing on their games and things like
it is.
That, isn't it?
Complete nonsense. We're pandering to these people, we really are. And we're breeding these people that just are completely lazy. You know, that's what it is. It can't be bothered to get up early.
I bet you the teachers would have to go in early.
Yeah.
As they do.
I bet you that's
worse
going
for the teachers,
all the time.
I reckon.
So now they've got to get dinner ladies working
that's
longer
right.
as well. I mean, I asked a question a couple of hours ago. Why do we do things the way that we do them?
Mm.
You know, I'm forever changing or trying to work out why we go to bed upstairs. You know, it probably goes back to caveman times, because you're going to be safer, aren't you? You find a ledge and it's going to be higher up, you're going to be safer.
The gorillas or apes or whatever it were
exactly.
used to go up on a tree to sleep, didn't they?
why do we sleep at night? Because it's easier, because it's dark.
Yeah.
You can sleep during the, you know, the dark period of time.
Yeah.
You just imagine you're going to school, you know, at 1:30 in the afternoon. Just say for instance, you're going to be working on a building site as an electrician or something.
Yeah.
Okay? That, you know... The time that you get there, 1:30, because it's been bred into you now, you've got to start work at 1:30. Mm. What good is that to any builder, because you're going to be fighting the daylight?
Yeah.
You know, that means that they've got to have extra lighting around just so that you can be a lazy git and stay in bed till 10 o'clock or 10:30, whatever.
For the teachers, those that are married, that want to get home to their family, to have to stay there till 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Exactly. I mean, I'm all for, you know, a life-changing, you know, thing that improves things.
I think maybe
not an improvement.
Maybe they could start a little bit later. You know, maybe start at 10 or something.
No, so you're pandering again.
No, I'm not pandering.
You are 10. Start at 10 o'clock.
All right, then. Well,
you
start,
poor little thing. Did you stay
10.
Up late last night and watch the end of Downton Shabby till 10:40? You stay in bed for a couple of extra hours. Now, what are we breeding here? People have gone soft.
Is it because the teenagers are always late for school in the morning? They're doing this, I wonder, as well?
Let's be honest, Shirley. Not all teenagers.
Oh, no.
Just a few. Yes. Just a few lazy ones. Yeah. I haven't been brought up properly. I haven't got the rules installed properly yet.
It all comes back to the home life, doesn't
Discipline.
It?
Discipline. Yeah. That's what it comes. Discipline and respect. That's what it comes down to. Yeah. Absolutely nothing else. Yeah. That really does frustrate me.
I'm so cross this morning when I heard it. Yeah.
We're pandering to the... Ridiculous. Does it show that I'm annoyed?
Yeah, it does.
Good. Because I absolutely mean it. I think anybody that is living that way, yeah. then so be it. You carry on. You carry on your little selfish life. And you won't get anywhere.
What will happen? The parents will be getting up, going out to work, leaving them in bed.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
I don't ever remember my mum having to wake me to go to work age 15, 16.
I never woke
or
my
go
boys.
To school either.
No.
We got up, we got ourselves
That's
off
right.
to school.
Yeah.
No worries whatsoever. My brother was a little bit of a git for getting up. He would lay in until the last minute.
Yeah.
But there's no way that he'd still be in bed come half nine. You know, he was in there for a period of time. And my mum used to say to me, what can I do to get him up? I said, leave him there.
But they
After
did...
a couple of weeks, he'd get a couple of warnings and he'd lose his job. He'd soon buck up.
What makes me laugh is they're not doing it because of truancy, late ones. They're doing it because it's their brain.
Yeah.
Their brain
They've been brainwashed.
It's not right, not working right. When you get to a teenager, what a load of tosh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's my opinion on it. I think we're just pandering and we've gone soft, which leads us on to another subject. If you want to call us on that, you can. But I think we've covered it. If you disagree, then, you know, feel free to come on and shoot me down in flames. But honestly, I just think we've lost the plot. We're pandering to people.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was talking about heating.
Yeah.
Which is another thing that I find fascinating. You know, I remember when I was a child that we only had the heating on in extreme times when it was really, really, really cold. Mm. You know, you'd have all sorts of things going on in your house, you know, your paraffin heaters and things like that to try and stay warm. And you would have an extra couple of layers on to stay warm.
We didn't have central heating.
No.
Did we? I could remember as a child sitting around the gas stove because we had a coal fire.
Right.
And if they couldn't be bothered to light it, my mum and dad, we had to sit around the gas stove to keep warm.
Now, I could understand if you're a certain age, you've got the heating on now because the temperature has dropped and you've got to be careful.
We do. We have it on 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours at night because I don't like a cold shower, basically.
Sure.
You know, but it's not on in the daytime.
What do you mean a cold shower?
A cold room.
You don't like to get out in the cold?
Into the bathroom.
Which wouldn't
cold.
Be very healthy at your age, would it?
No, that's true.
See, I don't... Yeah. That to me is right. Mm. And I'll also go a little bit further. I think that certain people of a certain age, they shouldn't be paying for their heating. They should get it free like they do in other countries as well. They should be looked after.
Yes, come on, Ian. Look after us.
Absolutely. Elderly people should be looked after.
Yeah, but we do get £100 a year, don't we, to help with our heating bills.
Do you know £100? That's nothing, is it?
I know it isn't, no.
Do you know what the other thing that really annoyed me yesterday was that they were more worried about Corbyn and his comments about nuclear weapons.
That man.
And it should have been yesterday should have been about those war heroes.
Of course it should.
And yet, you know,
they focused on him on the television, didn't they?
Not his fault. They filmed him.
No, it's the media.
But what he should have said was,
Look,
I'm not talking to you about it today because today is a day that we shouldn't be talking about it. That's what should have happened. So shame on them for doing that.
They focused him singing the national anthem and they mentioned he's wearing a poppy and they mentioned that he didn't go in with the other MPs to inside afterwards. He went and spoke to the old fellas.
Yeah.
You know, they actually focused on him, didn't they? And then they were talking about the nuclear weapons.
And they should be focused on those. Just as we focus back on what we were talking about, you know, the actual having the heating on. For people certain ages, yes, they're going to have the heating on, absolutely. Mm. I don't know, have you got the heating on at the moment, Josh?
My mum puts it on a little bit.
A little
just
bit?
Just to keep the house at a nice temperature.
Yeah.
Now, I was quite surprised, because when I've moaned before about going into certain shops... You walk around.
Oh, gosh, yes.
It's sweltering in some of these shops.
I went into Boots yesterday morning and I had to come out. It was awful in there. The heating must have been so high.
Some shops, I've noticed, that are nowhere near as warm as they were in the last couple of years. Things are changing. And let's be honest, you go into a place like Boots and it's sweltering hot.
It was yesterday.
If you've got any kind of sniffle, you're going to pass that on. Those germs are going to be created. And that's the reason why we get ill.
Yeah, packed out it was. And I bet there were coughing and sneezing everywhere.
But
you weren't there, Josh, were you?
I was there.
I haven't had the eating on yet. Because it hasn't been cold enough.
No.
I've got to be honest, I I use this analogy a lot. A couple of years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, when Tom was at home, aged 15, 16, he was sat on his, in the lounge, on the sofa, vest and T-shirt, a vest and shorts, and he was saying, oh, can we have the eating on, Dad? It's really cold.
Yeah, yeah.
No, go and put some clothes on.
But, I mean, we do. We've had our jumpers and that on, you know, that we've got them on now all the time as well.
I was really shocked at the amount of people that haven't got their heating on, because I thought we'd all gone soft.
Well, I went home to look after our grandchildren last week for a couple of days, and they've got underfloor heating. And when I went in, they were just in summer dresses.
Really?
All that underfloor heating was on. I think that I don't agree with that.
Put some clothes on.
Definitely.
And, you know, waiting for the... Because it's not... Yeah. Let's be honest. It's really, really
mild.
It is mild. 14 overnight tonight.
Mm.
There's no reason for anybody to have the heating on, really.
No.
Really? John O'Baker says, wait until it's really cold. Once on the Russian convoys, it was so cold, the flame on my lighter froze. That was a quote from Uncle Albert, I'm sure of it. Do you have a photo, says Richard Valvona. Rebecca says, nope, no heating. In fact, sitting with the back door open. Angela McCurtry, no heating in our place yet. Anne Cotton in Merston says, 3 degrees colder in Merston, so yes, ours is on. But it's not, we haven't had a frost yet.
No.
Not one single frost here on the Isle of Wight.
No.
And yet people have got their heating on. I can't believe. If just say, for instance, if you was to put a couple more layers on, be a bit more sensible, you could actually save yourself hundreds of pounds. Some people, be honest, Shirley, how long have you had the heating on? Since September, October?
When the clocks changed. That was
so it's only a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Is it longer than that?
I can't remember. It's only for a couple of weeks that we've had it on.
Okay, well, that's interesting, because I've said to the wife already, and she totally agrees, look, it's not cold, so let's not put it on. We tested it last week, put it on for about half an hour, it warmed up, it works. So we now know that when it gets cold, it will work.
Mind you, ours are on thermostats, the radiators, and they will go off if it's warm.
That's how we should set it.
You know, but my bathroom...
it drops down to a certain temperature.
Yes, I always do that, yeah, but the bathroom one seems to stay on, because it must be colder up there, I think.
Probably. Kerry says, I do mine at 6 in the morning for a while. It's a bit chilly then. Okay, when you're getting up at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
But it's not cold. How are you going to cope when it gets really, really cold? Minus 5, minus 6. You know, that's what I can't understand.
Well, we do, don't we? We have to.
Well, you will cope, it'll be, you know, it'll be a case of,
our house is always colder than your house, Ian.
I know, because when you have the heating on, it warms ours up.
Because I know.
So that's why you don't have your heating on, because you share it.
Yeah, daft, is he? Our radiators are on that wall.
Gaynor says, just put it on half an hour ago. Richard says, no heating here either. I even have the windows open still. Penny says, in cows, mine's on, need the heat, no one to warm me up. Well, if that's an offer, you've only got to say, we can send someone round.
Send Brandon over.
We are the warm up the lady police during the cold or not quite so cold weather, so you can save on your heating bills. Laura says, mine is on timer and thermostat, comes on at 7:30 a.m. till 9 a.m. and then again at 3:30 if it falls below 19 degrees. Now 19 to me sounds very high, because you just say, for instance, if you were sat in your house and it was only 17 in September, you wouldn't put the fire on, would you? So why 19?
I think ours sort of is about 16 when ours comes on, I think, because I've got one of these bobbly things, you can tell,
right?
I don't know what it's called, where the balls come down.
How can you make something so sound so something so innocent?
It's in a glass thing, you know,
it's
with
the
kind of
thermometer that you're doing
a
as well.
A thermometer thing, yeah.
That was hard work.
And it's got the temperature.
It's just a thermometer.
It's on the temperatures. No, it's on the temperatures at the bottom of the balls. What you do?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh well. How could a thermometer be?
Are
so
you
rude?
Glad you came in? All right, I'll tell you what we do.
It's called a Galileo or something.
Thermometer.
So we're asking the question, how far is too far to commute? Teenagers starting school at 1:30. Have you got your heating on yet? And serving alcohol in fast food restaurants. We'll come back for part two in just a few ticks. Okay.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240. Across the Isle of Wight and across the world, this is Vectis Radio.
Packaging your product has never been easier. With our new high-quality digital printing, we can print one box to as many as you need, enabling you to test market a new product quickly and at low cost. Branded cake boxes, personalised cupcake boxes for wedding favours, header cards and blister backs, craft and retail product boxes, food cartons, labels. Sustainable packaging from a printer who cares about the environment. Talk to Cross Print Media and we can design bespoke solutions for your new venture. Call 524885 or email us on printmedia@crossprint.co.uk.
Fretbuzz.net is the place to go for all the latest music reviews, photos and much more. Covering Ireland bands to establish acts from across the globe, the guys at Fretbuzz will give their unique view on the music world. As well as music reviews from Fretbuzz, they now offer bands and musicians a range of promotional services from photo shoots, video show reels to advertising and pictures on the site. Fretbuzz caters for all budgets and requirements. Just call them on 07576 138337 today for more information. So whatever you're looking for, visit fret-buzz.net for all your music needs, or find them on Facebook by searching Fretbuzz Music Reviews.
Whiteside, here's how it works. You need glasses? Visit an optician, then bring your prescription along to the friendly team in Cross Street Ride. Whiteside is a boutique shop selling budget to designer frames and sunglasses, stockists of Dior, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, Ray-Ban and many more. They are an independent retailer, so you can shop locally for first-class service and great glasses. You'll be spoilt for choice. Either visit them in Cross Street Ride or check out www.whiteside.co.uk.
The 4 P's project is for 11 to 19 year olds and up to 25 years with additional needs. Presenting, producing, promoting and podcasting. Check out www.4ps.org.uk. Sponsored by CLC, the Care Learning Centre.
Hi, it's me, Brian Curtis, from the Thursday Electric Eclectic.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hi, Mark. Just doing a promo for the show with all the usual features.
Oh, yeah. Motown Magic Moment.
Ooh, two in a row. It takes two, baby.
That's right, Claire. Two in a row and the You Talking To Me interview with all kinds of people doing some very interesting things, like
standing on a really rickety bentwood chair that was in the back of my car,
or taking strange pictures.
I've got a thing about park benches. I keep getting told, stop taking pictures of benches. No one likes benches.
Or falling in love.
And it was up there that I caught khaki fever, which means you fall in love with your safari guide.
So it's all happening on the Thursday Electric Eclectic.
Are you inside my head?
No, I'm on Vectis Radio Thursdays from 7 till 10 p.m.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666.
Want to be worry-free and in control? When you're in business, you're juggling work all the time. That's why Sage 50 Accounts makes it really easy to keep track of your finances, like managing your cash flow, profitability, and preparing and submitting VAT returns and your year-end accounts. Contact the Asperity Group, that's ASPERITI, on 01983 721548, your local Sage business partner. Visit our website at www.asperity.co.uk or email us on info@asperity.co.uk.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Okay, welcome back to part two of the Monday Lunchtime Social debate, which we were discussing a couple of things. But you did actually, because the mics were down, we did actually do a great rendition of Galileo, Galileo
Bohemian Rhapsody, yeah.
We were doing that, and Dame Shelley didn't really join in, no. So we should maybe do that next Monday.
Yeah.
You and me, we'll learn the lyrics, okay. And we'll do that, and we'll do our own little rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody next Monday.
Okay.
Galileo, it was all to do with this thing with the little colour balls in, telling us the temperature, you see. Which I can't think what's called.
No.
When the red one drops, it's
we
warmer.
We both know, but we're just not telling you. So how far is too far to commute to work? Nick Cottis says Southampton, living in East Cowes.
Oh.
Yeah. Well... Yeah,
that's not far, really.
You just think, yeah, but then there's the added thing where you've got to pay for a ferry every single day.
Oh, gosh,
if you're
the expense, yeah.
I mean, that adds up.
I know.
That really
but we don't
does
want a bridge,
up.
Though.
Well...
I think a bridge would be good.
No, Joshua!
That's a different debate altogether. Okay. But you're with the bridge,
up,
eh?
Up for a bridge.
Interesting.
Oh, no, I'm not talking to you anymore, Joshua.
How... Ooh. See, that's how it divides people.
It's just a bridge.
It's like Star Wars as well. You like Star Wars, you don't like Star Wars. It divides people.
It's like Marmite too.
Yeah. Oh, I love Marmite.
But
maybe not Marmite then.
She's not going to talk to you now because you like the idea of a bridge.
Okay.
Fascinating. So how far is too far to commute? I mean, if you... I feel sorry for anybody that's got to travel to the mainland because there's no work down here. But, you know, again... If you choose to live on the Isle of Wight and you choose to work and you've got a reasonably paid job, you can afford to move if you want. But then certain people love the idea of living on the Isle of Wight,
yeah,
and working on the mainland.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine. But then if you've got to travel, I mean, we heard Keith say 1.5 hours on a motorcycle. We saw this program on part of the news program on BBC this morning where this guy was travelling 5 hours. I thought it was 5 hours there, 5 hours back. That is like colossal, isn't it?
I don't understand.
I mean, that's 10 hours work in itself, isn't it?
Obviously, you can't get work any nearer to home as what he does. Yeah.
But massive respect.
Yes.
But he may be one of those people that is on a huge, huge salary.
You would have to make so much money to be that dedicated to get.
You would
to
be.
Do that.
So how far? It's too far then. How far is too far for you? How many hours travelling?
I don't know. It depends. What the job is.
When does it become like, hang on, it's 2 hours too, you know, that's, I'll be honest, I've always lived and worked on the island. If I've worked elsewhere, and I have worked elsewhere, I've actually moved to the area that I've actually worked.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually moved countries, you know, to go and work in another country, because commuting would have been a bit tricky.
just a little bit.
But, you know...
I think a couple of hours would probably be my max.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Two hours travelling time.
If you're working in London or somewhere like that, they're so expensive to live there. Mm. A lot of people live on the outskirts, don't they, and work in the cities because of the house.
So is our mindset completely wrong on the island because of that stretch of water? Do we hide behind it?
Probably. We probably do.
Because there are people that do that trip every single day, without fail.
Yeah.
They'll do that trip every single day, and they won't bat an eye. But the majority of people on the island, they probably, if they were offered a job on the mainland, they probably wouldn't take it, purely and simply because they think it's too far to commute.
Yeah.
Myself is included in that, because I think I couldn't do it. I hate travelling anyway. I'd be useless at Doctor Who because I don't like travelling.
Well, it interrupts your family life, doesn't it? If you don't get home till late in the evening and
How awful would it be to have to get up at 4:30 every morning to start work at 8 o'clock on the mainland somewhere? And I know people do it. I know there's a young girl that Louise, who was on the 4Ps. She lives in East Cowes. Now, how sad is this? Lives in East Cowes. She's 17, 18, and she goes to university. There's a university on the mainland or a college on the mainland. And she has to get up at something like 5:30 in the morning.
Blimey.
And you think you're going to the equivalent of sixth form school at a college on the mainland.
Is that Brockenhurst?
Brockenhurst, that's the one, yeah.
Right,
so she has to get up.
A couple of my mates went to Brockenhurst and had to get up really early.
5:30 in the morning to get there for the correct time.
Yeah.
I mean, how you know, that to me is respect to those kids, and that's why I'm so angry about this really slap-happy, soft touch that we saw on the TV this morning.
It doesn't prepare them for anything else, does it?
It doesn't. You know, oh, it's all right. You lay in until 1 o'clock and then you start school at 1:30.
Yeah. Then when their school days are over, they've got a shock, haven't they?
And then they tell you that these... Oh, it's because these kids' brains are wired up differently. What complete nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, this young girl from East Cowes, massive respect to her, 5:30, going to college... You know, getting up and going to college every day, or Monday to Friday, you think, well, she's doing it, so why can't you?
Yeah.
You know, it just beggars belief. It really does. So, you know, my question is, why have we gone so soft? Why have we gone so soft? Same with the heating as well. You know, the heating, years ago, we didn't have heating. We didn't have certain houses.
I can remember having ice inside the windows.
Yeah, my wife said that very same thing last night. And we're like 30, 40 years younger than you. So...
Go on, rub it in. She rubs it in, doesn't he?
Philip says, it depends on your house / flat. Heating not on in the lounge and our bedroom, but his daughter's room, Alicia... room is three outside walls, four if you count the roof. It gets cold in there, so it needs to be on. But it can't be that cold.
No, it's not cold.
We haven't had a frost. Temperature's not even below 10 degrees overnight.
I know.
I mean, you put the heating on, you'll be sweltering. Why would you want to put your heating on and probably sit there in short sleeve, shirts and things? Why would you want to do that? It's a waste of money. Save yourself some money. Jean says, not put mine on yet. My flat keeps me warm. My flat above keeps me warm. Rufy says, no heating on in the Bennett household. Made of strong stuff, see? Joyce says, had a roaring fire in the past week.
How lovely.
It is.
I know, but you don't need it.
On a cold day.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, how mild was it? I mean, last week, we were sat in this studio.
Yeah.
We've got no heating on whatsoever. We had to have the door open because it was so blooming hot.
It does get hot, yeah.
You know, that's how... And people on that particular day would be having their heating on.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, it's cold. No, just put a jacket on.
Yeah, well, we've got jumpers and that on. Crikey,
save some money.
Yeah,
Ross, who I used to go to school with, he was 50 earlier this year, and he used to live up Pan, funny enough. So he probably remembers those tough times of not having any heating on, or you'd have to go down the road and get yourself some paraffin.
Yeah, I remember that?
Those days, those little
paraffin heaters. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can remember having those.
That was brilliant.
The smell was awful, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh, gosh. And when you used to light it, it used to flare up. And
that's how we used to
live. Yeah, I know, we did.
Until some bright spark invented central heating.
Central heating, yeah.
Anyway, Ross says, I haven't got the central heating on here, but it is 82. I should point out that Ross is now living in America. So he's got 82 degrees. Rio Belgorgullet. Hullet, I'm guessing. That can't be a real name. That can't be a real name. Rio Belgorgullet.
Pullet?
Hullet.
Oh, Hullet.
Do you remember that Dutch guy that used to play for Chelsea in Holland with the dreadlocks? Ruud Hullet. It's gone right over your head, hasn't it? No heating on.
Yes, I do remember.
But we have a blanket over me like an old granny.
Yeah, well, this is what I do as well.
I did this yesterday.
I do in the evenings because it's only on for a couple of hours. So when the heat is off, I've got a rug that I put over me.
I have to fight both cats for this
I have
this
to fight my husband.
I bet you find him in there sometimes as well.
Oh, gosh, we get under the rug together.
Let me see. Helen Wood says, hi Ian Mac. No, we don't have any heating on yet. It's too mild. We have the windows open as well. Got to let the fresh air in. Take care, mate. Your friend Helen Woodford. There's a couple of kisses there as well.
Ooh.
Do you ever get kisses from any of your messages there with kisses on?
Oh, all the time.
Do you?
Okay. From the men. Rio Belgorgullet.
Yeah, Hullet.
Gullet.
Yeah, it's pronounced Hullet.
Hullet.
Only she knows that. So if you had the controls, would you be putting the heating on now?
No, I'm not cold.
You're not cold?
No.
In this room, you're not cold?
No.
But if you went home, in your bedroom?
I'd put on a jumper.
You'd put on a jumper.
I've got enough of them.
You wouldn't, I've seen those hoodies.
Have you?
But you wouldn't have the heating on, but your mum does. See, that's another thing.
Yeah.
It's a female thing, isn't it?
But then mum will get cold and she'll be like, oh, I'll just put the heating on. And then the heating's on, she'll be like, I'm still cold. Blanket.
Yeah, but I think us women take longer in the bathroom. I think we take longer to have a shower than men do. I take longer in the shower than my husband does.
How long are you in the shower for?
Oh, quite a long time, especially if I'm washing my hair.
Well, yeah, but you ain't got much of
it. How long does it take?
Yeah, but I don't jump in and out. Like, I know that the men do, they're in and out.
Come on, how long are you in the shower for?
Oh, well, I could be in the bathroom a good 20 minutes.
In the bathroom? Not
in
the
shower?
Yeah, in the shower.
Well, with nothing on.
What, you're in the shower for 20 minutes?
I'm in the shower for a good 10 minutes when I wash my hair.
A good 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, don't forget, we have to put conditioner and that on our hair, not
so?
Like you men.
You sound like a teenager now, got excuses.
No, it's right.
Does Mick obviously pays the bills?
We both pay the bills, Ian.
Well, yeah, but he was the one that went out to work, wasn't he?
I went to work as well, and I didn't stop work till 6 to 3. Now, come on.
How long are you in the shower for, Josh?
Like, maybe 5 minutes max.
Yeah, they say just like Mick.
Now,
jumps in and out.
I was talking to Ray Harrington Vale.
Yeah.
Now, Ray is part of the Footprint Trust.
Yeah.
Okay, and he tells you that, and he's right in this, because I tested this out. If you have a shower and you're in the shower for more than 4 minutes, you just as well have a bath because you're using more water.
Well, okay then.
So you should have a bath instead.
I
haven't
got a
water.
Bath.
Haven't you?
No, we got
Come
rid of it.
Come round and use ours.
We got rid of our bath and we got a bigger shower so we can get in together.
So, crikey. No wonder they're in there 10 minutes. So that's apparently true. If you're in the shower longer than 4 minutes, you're using more water than you would in a bath.
Oh, but it's lovely.
So it's not economical
at all.
It's
lovely standing in that shower, that hot water over you. But then, it's lovely.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, when you get to your age...
That's why it takes women so long, because they just stand there and like, oh,
no, we
it's
do.
Lovely.
Yeah, but we also, we get the sponge and we soap ourselves all over. We don't want to keep our...
Shirley, stop.
We're not worried about losing our suntan. We get down with the sponge and you men want to keep your suntan, so you're in and out.
No, who just...
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about you in the shower with Mick and your squeegee. I really don't. So it's if you're in there longer than 4 minutes, you should have a bath because honestly
it doesn't matter at our age. I think we should be allowed to.
You've got to have some home conference.
Of course we do.
Because other things stop happening, don't they?
No, they don't.
Now, on the subject of how far is too far to commute, Graham Stevens says 8 minutes, the commute to and from work isn't the problem, it's the bit in between I hate. So 8 minutes it takes from... I don't get that at all. Is he being sarky?
The job is the bit in the middle that
bit
he
in between,
hits.
Right.
Perhaps
yeah,
he
okay.
lives in a flat over a shop or something.
Maybe.
It takes me 8 minutes to get downstairs.
Yeah.
Well, it takes me 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes on the scooter.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, crikey, you must tear along there.
I do. I tear along at least 20 miles an hour.
That's why you've got all scratches on the side of it.
No, you don't go fast enough to get scratches. I'm sure that's the neighbours. Jealous of my motor scooter. Pete Edwards says...
We got a better one than yours.
Pete Edwards says, Gosport, great fun in the winter, loving the very reasonably priced public transport that stops at the slightest puff of wind too.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the other thing you've got to add to as
and
well.
An excuse not to go to work.
Well, or does it? Do you just imagine being caught on the other side?
Yeah.
You've gone to work.
Yeah, and you can't,
and you
get,
can't
back.
Get back because of the wind. I mean, your commute is even longer then.
Yeah.
So hats off to those people that have to commute.
They go on the ferry, yeah.
They really do put themselves out. And I say, you know, I think that's a wonderful thing. And I say, going back to the other end of the scale, the debate that we really wanted to get our teeth into was the tired teens start school at lunchtime as part of a trial. Students in the sixth form from Hampton Court School in Surrey begin lessons at 1:30 and finish at 1900 hours as part of a trial to see if it will help them concentrate better. Some experts say people are biologically programmed to get up later. Yeah, some people are those people that love to be night birds and up all night.
Laziness,
but,
I call it.
But let's not put it into their heads so that they take that into a working life situation. Yeah. That's the wrong attitude.
They said they've proved it with their brains, haven't they?
Yeah.
God.
I don't believe it, though, do you?
No.
Once that idea is there, I mean, you know, it's just say, for instance, if you're 16, go back to when you're 16, and I say to you, oh, well, you're programmed to get up at such and such a time, so you shouldn't be doing that. That's the reason why you feel tired. Now, if you're gullible enough, and you're not gullible, because I say you've got two parents that have brought you up properly.
Yeah.
If you're gullible enough to believe that, you'll take that into your head, and it will stay there,
yeah.
and it will hamper you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Until somebody gets it out. And that's the problem yeah. we're doing. We're giving these people the tools to hit us with later on.
Mm.
Oh, I've been told I've got to get up later because yeah. I'll work better then.
Yeah.
What complete nonsense. I'm not saying that no one is in that situation, because there are people that do come to life at night. There are people that, you know, can work better in the dark. There are people that, you know, have that job where they go out of the night time. That's fine.
Yeah.
But that is something that you find out later in life, surely. We don't put that seed of thought into your head now, surely. Be like the rest of us. I'm beginning to sound like we should all be sheep and sort of follow each other, but I just think it makes common sense, doesn't it?
Of course it does. It is common sense, yeah.
Why do we work? Most of our work is done, and I fully appreciate what Keith said.
Yeah.
You know, we do...
A lot of flexi time, yeah.
There is a lot of people out there that work at night.
Yeah.
You know, police work at night.
Yeah, my dad does shift work.
What did your dad do?
So this week
burglar?
He's on early.
Yeah. See, burglars work late at night.
Yeah, so he does...
In the dark.
Like, there's either 4 or 6 till 2, and then next week when he's on late, he'll do 2 till 10.
Right.
Yeah.
So what does he do?
He's like, works with composites and like carbon fibre and all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, GKN.
See, I can understand it when they've got, like, you know, a place of work where they're very, very busy, and it makes good... It's a good idea to have people working across the day so they can maximise their output.
Mm.
That's fine. I don't have an issue with that.
Mm.
But let's not breed people to think that, oh, well, I should lay in bed till 1 o'clock because then I'll get
ridiculous.
Up and work better. It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's not the right thing. I mean, I love and respect those people that have to get on ferries and get up at 4:30. I think you're the backbone of Britain, and long may you continue to support us. I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I know that there are people out there that do the night shifts, and they do that 2 till 10 thing. And I think, you know, they're the ones that are propping up the companies, working those unsociable
hours.
See,
even when Dad works 2 till 10, he'll come home, have his dinner, go to bed, and he'll still get up at like 7-8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to because he doesn't start to work till 2.
Yeah,
right.
But he'll get up at a reasonable time.
Yeah.
So, just say for instance, now, do you ever get to the situation where you can't get yourself up in the morning?
I do struggle, but I don't say that's because I'm a teenager. I have sleep apnea, so I struggle to sleep as it is anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, I do struggle sometimes, you know. Just,
so do I.
I think everyone does. It's just natural. And it's not very nice to get up that early, but if you've got to, you've got to.
I struggle to get out, but I do.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, the thing that gets me up in the morning is knowing I want to go to university, so I'm going to go.
Yeah, if you've got something to get up for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you get to the situation where you're asleep, and then you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't get back to sleep, but when you do, you're in a deep sleep, so you would miss the normal time that you get up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of normal. Now
that's
and again, that's
human,
normal.
Yeah.
But, you know, to allow kids to just say, right, I'll go to bed when I like, I'll get up when I like, you know, because it don't suit me, because some scientists have said that, yeah, it might be the case.
I think some of these, like, scientific research things are just rubbish.
Oh, balderdash.
Yeah.
That's a good word. That's been used a couple of times this morning, isn't it? No, I just said it's a good word. Balderdash.
Oh, that's all right then. Balderdash.
That word that you were using in between the you know, the show when we weren't live, you can't use that one, which is a similar sort of word. Hey, look, we've reached our time here, so we've got to say, look, you know, we're going, and we're going to go and commute back home now, which in our commute is... a lot shorter than most people's.
It is. And of course I'm going home to do nothing.
Oh, you are? You're going home to do nothing? You're going to put your feet up?
No,
Mick
won't.
Will look after you? See, here's the thing, you see. This is what I can't get my head around, and this is why I'm asking the thing about the heating. This is why I find it really fascinating. Your handsome husband has just walked in a T-shirt.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's warm.
And yet, tonight, he'll sit there in the lounge... with the heating on.
Oh, no, it won't come on till later on, till about 6 o'clock for a couple of hours.
But he'll be sat there with his T-shirt on.
He won't.
Oh. I don't want to know.
I think he'll have it off back then. Jesus.
But you know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say? Is that how many people would do that? They'll be out there all day in short sleeves, and they'll go home and they'll sit in the lounge and they'll put the heating on.
Yeah, I know. No, it gets colder in the evening, though.
Put a jumper on then.
Well, he does. You put a jumper on.
And the heating.
Yeah, that's okay.
See, that's overkill, isn't it?
No.
We've gone soft.
Look, you come and peep through the window at 6 o'clock tonight.
I'm not peeping through your window ever again. Would you now peep through the window, knowing what you know this lunchtime?
Yeah, no.
I'm surprised he'd be in. I don't think he'd be back next week. I'd be scarred for life.
I think we embarrass Josh, don't we, Josh?
Anything you want to add before you go, Josh?
Not really.
Still in shock.
Yeah.
All right, so we think teenagers starting school at 1:30 is a really bad idea.
It's ridiculous.
We think that those people are commuting to the mainland and, you know, taking hours to get to work. We think you're the backbone of Britain. May you continue
well
with
done.
It. Your heating is far too early to have your heating on unless you're age 75 plus. In the meantime, you know, remember that if you're having a 20-minute shower like Dame Shirley, you're going to be worse off when it comes down to it, and you really will. You ought to have a bath instead. And alcohol in fast food restaurants, we all think that's a no-no, except for you, Josh, because you agreed with it. You thought that
Well, sort of. To an extent. Depends how they do it.
To an extent.
Okay, well, we've put the world to rights.
We have.
Haven't we? We'll put the eating on next week, because it's a bit chilly in here now.
I was just roasting.